Welcome to episode 566 of the 1010 Thrive Podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today's day 22 in our series, 30 Days to a Happy New You. We begin with our recap. To be a happy new you, focus on the present and the future rather than the past. Consider your ways. Think about specific ways that you can please God, glorify Him. Embrace God's gift of grace. It is through grace that you will receive spiritual training. You need to be born again. New life is a gift, a miracle of God. You begin a happy new you when in faith you accept that gift. You need to be reflective. Think about lessons learned. Think about blessings received. Think about paths that you want to follow. You need to be grateful. Thank God for His grace. Thank God for His gift of newness. You need to leave your old life behind as you become a new creation in Christ. Embrace renewal as an ongoing process. You might need a new name, or at the very least, a new identity that aligns you more closely with the things of Christ. You need a transformed mind. You need a transformed heart. Actively practice spiritual disciplines and actions that can lead to renewal. Think about mentoring relationships. You need to have clean hands. Pray for the heart of a servant. You need to walk as Christ did. You should welcome the help of others as you seek the right spiritual direction. Love as Christ did. Spend some time meditating on what God's will is for your life. Be grateful to those who are used by God to guide you. Now on to today's episode, Friend of God. In Isaiah 41 verse 8, God speaks to Israel, calling them descendants of Abraham, my friend. Abraham's friendship with God is also mentioned by King Jehoshaphat, the fourth king of Judah, under the divided monarchy, the son of Asa, in 2 Chronicles 20 verse 7, and by the apostle James in James 2 verse 23. Thus, Abraham was accorded the honor of being regarded as a friend of God. Literally, Isaiah 41 verse 8 could be translated as Abraham who loved me. Abraham showed his love for God through his faith, accompanied by obedience. He was more than an acquaintance of God and more than a companion. He was a true friend. A friendship is a reciprocal relationship between two people who share a bond of mutual affection. Friends can be described as those who know and understand each other, like each other, have shared interests, want to spend time together, help and protect each other. Friendship is not fickle. Scripture says in Proverbs 17 verse 17 that a friend loves at all times, bad times included. Abraham's friendship with God was based on God's everlasting covenant and Abraham's faith in accepting that covenant. Genesis 12 verses 2 to 3. I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. As the physical descendants of Abraham, the people of Israel were assured of God's continued protection. After reminding Israel that their ancestor Abraham was his friend, God says in Isaiah 41 verses 10 to 11, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish." Who am I that you are mindful of me?
It's amazing, so amazing.
Besides Abraham, when we think about Bible characters with whom God had a special relationship, we often think of King David. In Acts 13 verse 22, the Apostle Paul speaks of God's feelings about King David. After removing Saul, he made David their king. He testified concerning him, "I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do." David was considered a man after God's own heart because he did whatever God wanted him to do. An obvious question is, how could God still call David a man after his own heart when David committed such terrible sins, including adultery and murder? We learn much of David's character in the book of Psalms as he opens up his life for all to examine. David's life was a portrait of success and failure, and the biblical record highlights the fact that David was far from perfect. But what made David a cut above the rest was that his heart was pointed towards God. He had a deep desire to follow God's will. After his sin, he sought and received the Lord's forgiveness, and he had a genuine love for God's law. As a spiritual descendant of Abraham, believers in Jesus can also be assured of God's presence and protection. We are also God's friends through the one who loved us and died for us. As friends of God, we know him and we are known by him. We trust him. We share his interests. We want to spend time with him in Bible reading and prayer. When God asks us to do something or not to do something, we try our best to please him. The beautiful thing is, those who have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior are already more than friends of God. They are adopted into the family of God and are children of God. Ephesians 1 verses 3 to 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will. That is how special we are to God. We are part of his family, and we cannot be taken out. He will never disown us or abandon us. Jesus is the friend who sticks closer than a brother. More than servants and more than friends, we are part of God's family and will live with him in his house for eternity. And like David, we can be called men and women after God's own heart if we fall in love with God, if we deeply desire to adhere to the standards and principles in his law, if we submit to the leading of the Spirit, and if we get back up after we fall. A happy new you is one who shows love for God through faith and obedience. Father, help us to be like Abraham and David, enjoying special relationships with you, forged in love, faith, and faithfulness. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.